Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. Yes, my voice is back. Woohoo! I can actually talk. I wanted to wish everybody a wonderful Saturday morning. Look at that. The sky is beautiful. What a gorgeous day. Sunny skies, high 80s. And the temperature right now is 71. I'm doing sign language in the studio with Jay. He is my producer and board man, which he tells me I have to learn the board, and I'm really looking forward to that, actually. But I tell you, next week, if you picked a vacation week for next week, I think we have another great week. And speaking of weather, I'm just going to get into the weather for us, and then I'll talk to you about what I've been doing this week. So Jim Corbin, if you're out there, he's our meteorologist for Summer 1320. He emailed me our weather forecast, and here we go. So today is Saturday. It's going to be sunny with a few clouds. High is in the upper 80s. Tonight it's going to be like in the 50s. So leave the windows open, shut the air conditioning off. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be a great beach day, too, as the water temperature is going to be like 67 to 73. Burn time today is only 15 minutes, so don't forget your sunscreen. Now, sunset time is going to be 7:52 p.m. We actually lost 21 minutes of daylight. And as we go on, every week we're going to be getting, the days are going to be getting shorter. It's going to the other side. And I know everybody's thinking that, but it's already August, mid-August. And just as a reminder, there's 110 days left till Thanksgiving and 137 days till Christmas. Back to the weather. Tomorrow is Sunday, and it's going to be sunny again with the low 80s and low 80s and sunny skies, and the low tomorrow night is going to be 59. Monday, sunny skies, high 83, low 64. Tuesday, there's about a 40% chance of showers with a high of 81 and low 60s. But the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sunny, highs in the 80s, so we've got a fantastic week. I did watch part of the New England Patriots game against the Philadelphia Eagles. If you didn't stay up, the score was New England 131-22. So that was a great start. Right, Jay? He's nodding. Okay, if you played the lottery, and I did not play the lottery, I know it was over like 100 million, 200 million, 300 million, I think it was up to 400 million. People buy a lot of tickets, Jay. I mean, I swear to God, it's like, why wait? I mean, I'd be happy with like 5 million. I wouldn't want to wait till it went up to 100 million, but I digress here. So if you played the lottery numbers, I want to wish you all good luck. And here are the numbers from Rhode Island Daily number is 9654. Mass Daily is 6129. Mass Cash 45925. Mega Millions is 11, 20, 30, 34, 38, with the Mega Ball 12 and the Mega Plier is 3. I have a little bit of an announcement. I wanted to let you know, starting next week, I'm going to be on a little bit later. Out and About with Elaine is indeed getting out and about. Our show is going to start at 10 a.m. and it's going till noontime. So I'm going to have in-studio guests next week, and then the following week I'm hopefully going out and about in North Attleboro. But more about that later. We're going to be shooting another promo and everything, but I just wanted to let you know if you're looking for me next week at 9 o'clock, I will not be on. I will be on at 10, so 10 o'clock, so I can actually sleep in a little bit extra before I come in here and learning about the board. With school vacations, you know, I'm sure families are out there doing all kinds of different things and connecting with nature, amusement parks, museums, and out and about. But I actually did take my grandsons yesterday to this Biomes in North Kingston. And it's really a very interesting, unique place. It's a biology marine lab that you can take your family to. And for $9, it's like 1,100 square feet of shark tanks, stingrays. They've got about maybe 30 to 40 different tanks with different fish and marine life. But you can actually pet these baby sharks, and they show you how to do that. Horseshoe crabs you can lift up. And I remember picking those up in the ocean when I was a kid. But my grandsons, Max and Nathan, they're 12 and 10, and they really love going down there. And it was really unique places. I mean, to see a stingray where you could actually pet it, it was like velvety soft, and a baby shark was really pretty cool too. And they have like turtles, and I actually seen a live seahorse, and I have never seen a live seahorse. I've seen them on television. I've seen them other places. You could even buy these plastic kits where you put them in water and seahorses are supposed to appear, but they never do. Yeah, that never happened to me. So, I mean, I actually seen seahorses floating around, and they had like moonfishes and cowfish and just very unique different things. And the two gentlemen that were running it, you could ask them any kinds of questions. And for $9, it was like such a great educational experience. My daughter said that the boys had gone there for birthday parties as well. School trips, schools have gone down there for an education. But it's run in conjunction with All Fish in Rhode Island. And they even had like little baby lobsters, and not for eating, but to observe. And I just thought it was such a unique, out-of-the-way place to go. And it was something totally different. And we got in and we got out. We had lunch, and then we went to Orange Leaf. And Orange Leaf, if you don't know, it's a yogurt place that you can have like all these different kinds of ice creams and like 20 or 25 different kinds of toppings. And it's by the weight. So I can never get out of there without spending $17 to $22, I say. But I digress. Anyway, so this show is called Out and About, so let's get started as to what is actually out and about today and tomorrow and, of course, during the week. Diana Ross, I had said last week she was at the Wilbur Theater. Well, actually, tonight she's performing at the Province Performing Arts Center, and there are still tickets available. My sister Diane would have loved to have seen this, and I hope she got tickets, but tonight and tomorrow, Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake are playing at the Gillette Stadium. When she went up online, some of the tickets were already taken, but unfortunately for her, but hopefully she was able to get something on Ticketmaster or something. Hopefully she'll be able to go. Anyway, Sunday, I may be going to this at Crown Plaza in Warwick. You can see The Temptations, Taylor Dane. Gosh, I wish Dominic was here because I know he has all this great music playing with The Temptations and Taylor Dane, Wally Palmer, John Cafferty, Steve Smith and the Nakeds and other bands. And this is a fundraising event for the Maddie Fund. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $30, and you get to see these really great artists, and I'm sure because of the venue, you'd be able to even go up to them and interact with them. Concerts in the Park, Capron Park. I have to say my good friend Tony Viveris will be here later at 9:30. Tony's going to be taking a much-needed vacation, so he wanted to come on just one more time before his vacation. And, of course, he has a standing invitation here, so he'll be back on. But I guess this week, this Thursday, Andy Solberg will perform on Thursday at 6:30. And also, did you know on Thursdays, also a free event at Sweet and Crafty, they have a free jazz concert here from 6 to 9 p.m., and you should definitely check that out. Also, this weekend is a great festival. August 10th through the 13th is the Cumberland Festival at Diamond Hill Park. It's a great summer event to attend. They have great, great music, wonderful food, rides, games, and it is awesome, just so phenomenal. Today is also the Reggae Festival in Newport. It's at the Newport Waterfront Festival, and it starts from noon to 9 p.m. And also somebody that actually my dad actually seen, it's Buddy Guy, is performing at Foxwoods tonight. He's got to be up in his 80s. But, yeah, he is in the area as well at Foxwoods. Kiss is performing at Mohegan Sun tonight. Black Sabbath with Ozzy Osbourne is performing at Comcast Center Sunday night. The Backstreet Boys are performing Sunday night at the Bank of America in Boston. Just to bring up a couple of fun things, Trinity Repertory Company is having a block party on August 17th from noon to 9 p.m. You can take a tour of Trinity Repertory Company. They're going to have workshops, and it sounds like you're going to have a great time there. Also, the YMCA here in Attleboro on August 17th is going to have a rooftop party, and that's located on North Main Street. It's one of their best fun-filled fundraising events, and you can call the YMCA in Attleboro for more information. A great play that I had the opportunity to see last year, Wicked, is at the Boston Opera House till September 15th. You can call for ticket information And that is just really an awesome, awesome time. How are we doing on break time? Are we good? Woohoo! I got oh my God, you are so good. He's keeping me on track, folks, so just so you know. Also, I wanted to know, I'll tell you really quickly because Jay and I were talking before I went on air about this feud between Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis. And I guess they're doing The Expendables, another movie, which, yeah, I guess it's probably three. And Sylvester Stallone with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis was in it too. So they went, they regrouped and they said, we're going to do it again. Budget is $3 million for everybody. Bruce Willis said, no, I want four. Sly said, look, I can't afford $4 million for our budget. Everybody's getting three. So Bruce said, well, I'm not going to do it. So they had a parting of ways, and Sylvester Stallone called him greedy and lazy. But here's the thing. They hired Harrison Ford, who's doing it for $3 million. I mean, I would do it for $1 million. But here's the kicker. It's $1 million a day for every day. Or almost, I should say, because for 4 days, you're getting $3 million. Someone had made an equivalent of like $1,000 for us in, who live in the real world. But even that I would take. I mean, can you imagine that when you get so big that you actually turn down $3 million for just a few days of work? I mean, it just blows my mind. It just blows my mind, Jay. I swear to God. And also, we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you a heads up on a new movie called Smurf 2. We'll be right back after these messages with Out and About. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche with Out and About with Elaine, and I keep swiveling back and forth from the mic. Sorry about that, Jay. Jay is on my board today. Thank you for coming in on a Saturday for me. I really sincerely appreciate you. More than you know, running my board. As you may or may not know, starting next Saturday, my show Out and About will be moving to 10 a.m. to noontime. We are so excited. We're going from 1 hour to 2 hours. And next week, I do have a personal trainer almost confirmed, and someone else that's going to be coming on as well for an hour. And then the following week, we are actually going to do a two-hour live remote. That's on the 24th. That is not confirmed yet, but they are certainly very, very interested in this. So 2 hours gives us, and later too, kind of gives us the flexibility to actually go out and about. 8 to 10, most people are just rolling out of bed on a Saturday and just trying to just have their first cup of coffee. But not us, Jay, because you, me, Marty Garcia, Dominic and Tom, we're all out there early, early risers getting up and about. So, but anyway, just to give you a heads up, next week we'll start the show at 10 a.m. and we're going to be running promotions to remind you as a friendly reminder. Now, if you'd like to jump on and say hi, give me a call at 508-222-1320. We're here till 10 o'clock today. Tony, my good friend Tony's going to be jumping on here at around 9:30. We'll let you in at 9:30, Tony, when we take a break. Anyway, last week, I have to tell you, I was telling Jay before the break, I don't know if I should tell you this joke or not, but I decided I'm going to because it's my show. What the heck? I was sick with it actually was a major sinus infection. That's what happened to me. And I went to an urgent care place, and which prompted this joke. Okay, so here's the joke. And I got to close my eyes, Jay, because if I look at you, I'm going to just crack up laughing. This woman brings a duck into a veterinarian's office, and the veterinarian looked at the duck, and he said, yep, the duck is dead. She says, well, what do you mean? She said, you didn't even run any tests. He said, all right, well, wait a minute. So he goes in the back room, brings out this big, huge black Labrador retriever. The black lab, I should say. And the lab jumps up on the table and starts sniffing the duck, and the duck doesn't move. He brings the lab back in the back room, brings a cat, a kitten, throws the kitten up on the table, and the kitten's pawing the duck's neck, and the duck's neck's going back and forth, but it's still not moving. So he puts the little kitten down, and the vet says to the woman, okay, he said, there'll be $150 and your duck is indeed dead. She said, $150? He said, yeah. He said, I was going to charge you $20, but you're the one that ordered the lab test and the CAT scan. Ba-dum-bum. Now, the reason why I say this to you is because I actually went to this urgent care place, and about 20 feet behind the receptionist was a sign that said CAT scan, CAT scan. So I said to the girl, do you want to hear a joke? And I told her this, and she She couldn't stop laughing. It was really funny. I ended up telling the whole office staff after I was seen. But anyway, to make a long story short, I hope you enjoyed that. And if you smiled or you just went, oh, geez, Elaine, well, then I've done my job. So listen, again, just as a reminder, we are going to be moving to 10 o'clock, and I'm really excited about that. And thanks, Jay, for helping me make that transition over. And I promise I am a techie as far as the board goes. It looks pretty simple. More so than before, so I'm going to ask Dominic and Tom if I can help them, if they could teach me how to do it, and I'll bring them coffee or whatever they'd like. Anyway, okay, as you know, sometimes I do read up about movies, and there are a couple of them. Matt Damon's movie, which I have not had a chance to look at yet, seems very interesting and very futuristic thriller. It's getting a lot of buzz, which is really interesting. Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington's movie is only getting a half a star. I don't know what that's all about. But The Smurf 2 and Planes are coming out, if they haven't already. The Smurf movie only got 2 stars, but I think that if you see it for yourself with little ones, I think that, you know, I think that they're saying that the movie still has those Smurfalicious one-liners that'll make your youngsters laugh and you groan as an adult going, oh, geez. But I think that if you go to these kinds of movies like Planes and Smurf 2 and Despicable Me 2, you know, through your eyes of a child, you know, just go back there in time like you're, you know, 7, 8, or 9, you'll have a good time. Although when I went to see Despicable Me, I have to say, I did try to put myself there, and it was, in my opinion, I just didn't like Despicable Me, I'm sorry. But I can't wait to see Monster University, and I'm looking forward to the next Pixar movie of, I guess, Finding Dory. Dory? Oh boy, am I going to get that from my granddaughter. Because the fish is in the sea. Finding Nemo? Yeah. Anyway, my 5 picks of the week for movies is Wolverine, if you haven't seen that yet. That's getting a lot of buzz, and it's one of the top-selling. The Haunted House movie, I can't see that. I just can't. The channeling, I just can't see it. I know it's based on a true story in Harrisville, Rhode Island, and I just... too many horror stories of my sister torturing me as a kid. You know, I'm afraid of the dark even to this day because she used to lock me down in the basement, shut the lights off. Yeah, Jay, she really did. I mean, that's a funny thing, and it was just something to do when you have, you know, free time in your hands in the summertime, you see. So the 5 movies that I recommend is The Wolverine, Monster University, Red 2 with Helen Mirren and Bruce Willis and John Malkovich, White House Down, and, of course, The Heat. Again, if you are out and about and you'd like to reach out to me, our number here on Selma 1320 is 508-222-1320. So reach out and say hi. I did actually go through a lot of newspapers. I used to write for a newspaper a couple years ago, and many years ago, I should say. And when I was taking journalism, my teacher always said, you have to get... at least 3 sources, and then form your own opinion. But your story should always be based on facts. So what I try to do is go through each article and read it and different things like that. And why I'm saying this to you is, like, I decided that I'm going to give you family places to go. With the economy, we really have to watch our pennies, and everything seems to cost so much money. So these things here that I'm recommending to you all is either free, or they're giveaways, or there's something that you can take to the family that you will actually have a good time with. But before I do that, I just want to let you know, if you're out and about this weekend, it's a tax-free weekend, and any purchase less than $2,500 is tax-free, with the exceptions of automobiles and high price, like motorcycles and things like that, but you can't have it go over $2,500. So I know, but if you're looking for a television set, if you're looking for furniture, refrigerators and different things, washers, dryers, it's a great incentive to go out and about and do those things. So the family places that I want to recommend is the Biomuse in North Kingston. And like I said, it's a marine biology center with over 10,000 square feet of exhibits. And you can pet a shark, stingrays. You can, you know, it's a very hands-on exhibition. And there's so many tanks filled with exotic marine life that the family, it's not only educational, but it's really fascinating. Tonight, a free event is Waterfire in Providence. It's a full-blown Waterfire, which I always love to go see. And that's a lot of fun. The Providence Children's Museum is open today. They always have running exhibitions that are really fun for the kids, and it's a hands-on. And locally, the Attleboro Elks, they have three-day barbecue this weekend. And the hours today are from noon to 11 p.m. Sunday from from noon to 9 p.m. Tonight, the music by the Blue FOs start at 7 p.m., and tomorrow is Good Vibrations. On Sunday, they start at 6 p.m. So they have everything from great foods, rides, pony rides, bouncy houses. They even have a classic car show and so much more. So check it out. That's all in our own backyard, the Attleboro Elks barbecue and great food. Also, the Rhode Island International Film Festival is at AS220. They have their Foo Fest every year. You can walk around. You don't necessarily have to go in and see a movie, but they do have like a little mini block party. Pawtucket Red Sox this week is a pretty interesting night. On Wednesday, it's a Bring Your Dog night, which I thought was interesting. So if you have a canine, you can bring your dog in and check out the check out the baseball game. Thursday is a free notebook giveaway night, so you can get a free notebook, which I thought was pretty cool. And Friday, they have baseball cards. So again, I thought that that was pretty interesting too. So there's a lot to do to over the weekend, and I think that, you know, I think that that's just going to be a really interesting weekend. We've got great weather, Waterfire, and I think on September 13th, the Providence Journal is going to be, yes, they are, they're going to be printing out a catalog of all the festivals and all the fairs. So I am definitely going to be picking up that because I want to see, pick and choose, you know, what organizations are going to have a fair or festival that I could probably go out and promote our Soma 1320 and broadcast live from there. If you are a company listening to us and are advertising or thinking about advertising, get in touch with us because we definitely will be interested in talking to you about you know, promoting your product and your company, and you can reach us by calling the station. But right now, if you're out and about and want to talk to me directly, call me at 508-222-1320. And actually, we are going to take a break real quick. I think Tony is at the back door as my cell phone is ringing, saying that he is here. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with my good friend Tony Vivera. So stay tuned. You are out and about with Elaine, and I will be right back. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. Why, we're last half hour. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Where did the time fly? Let's see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a weather update, and I want to know, Jay, what is our current temperature right now? 73? All right. Current temperature in Attleboro is 73. So today is Saturday. It's going to be sunny with a few clouds, not too many. Highs in the upper 80s, tonight low 50s. It's going to be a great beach day. Temperature in the water is 67 to 73, just right. And burn time is only 15 minutes, so guys, don't forget your sunscreen. Tomorrow's Sunday. It's going to be sunny and high with the low 80s. The low tomorrow night is going to be 59. Monday, sunny, highs at 83, low 64. Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers. Highs are 81, lows 60. The rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sunny and highs in the 80s. And in the studio right now, I have my good friend Tony Viveras. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I did want to mention to you that did you know that there's only 137 days left till Christmas?
Oh, my God. Don't even mention Christmas. I don't want to hear fall because summer's flying by.
I hear you. Well, listen, I also want to remind our listeners, too, that we're going to be moving next Saturday. 10 o'clock to noon is the new show. We started at 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow. You can sleep in for another hour.
I can do that, Tony. But see, I'm an early riser, though. I get up. I'm on automatic pilot. So like 6:30 or so, I get up early automatically.
Can you do a remote from your house?
Yes. Oh, Jay is saying, yes, we can. We'll have a pajama party. Yeah.
Yeah. Get up in the morning, pour yourself a coffee. You know, I think somebody did that, wasn't it? I don't know. Maybe Salty Brian did it from his shack. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably did. But that was Salty Brian, and he could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little fish in a big pond, so, I mean, I'm very humbled by the fact that I'm even on the radio.
By the way, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
I mean, last week you had a terrible cold.
Oh, my God, Tony, it was tough. Yeah, yeah, like I was telling Jay, I hadn't slept, like, through the night for 5 days, and it was like, talk about doing ab exercises. I was up every hour and a half hacking along. It was like, I think I lost 3 inches out of my waist for that cold, but I'm on the mend, and people gave me lots of great remedies, which I took, and medicine, antibiotic, and here I am.
Yeah, last week I tuned you in, and I said, geez, that's supposed to be Elaine's on the air, but she's not. It was somebody else. Then I realized it was you with a
No, speaking of, I heard that you were on air.
Oh, yeah, I filled in for Tom Rafferty for a couple hours. Tom, I thought he was sick, but I hear that he was gallivanting. I don't know if he went down to the beach and took advantage of the day. Quite frankly, I'm surprised he still has a job when he returned. But
I think he has that flexibility, Tony. I think he does, okay. Yeah. All right. So tell me, what's going on in your young life this week? Next week,
nothing.
You're going on vacation?
You know, as you know, I'm one of the park commissioners, and whenever I get a chance, I always promote what's going on at the park. And we're coming down to our final 3 weeks in the summer concert series. Next week is Andy Solberg, who's a local musician here in Attleboro, and he has a group of friends that play along with him. That's this coming Thursday. And then the week after that, hold on, let me pull my list out.
Okay.
Always prepared. And then we have the Southeastern Massachusetts Community Concert Band. Say that three times fast.
Wow.
That's on August 22nd. And then we also have the popular group, local group, Cactus Attack, on the 29th. And that'll finish out the year of our summer concert series. And while I'm at it, by the way, people have been sending in money because the Samuel Stone Trust Fund is down to a restricted $30,000, meaning that we can't use any part of the $30,000 to future any summer concert series. And we had a piece in the paper with the address and everything to if people want to send in money, and they have been. And so it's been going pretty good so far. And then on the 24th of August, Passport to China, put on by the Friends of Cape and Park Zoo. It's an adult theme. It starts at 7 o'clock that particular evening. It's $50. Anybody over 21 can attend. You can get tickets anytime down at the zoo if you wish. And that should be, this is, I think, the third annual Passport series. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity to come down. They have a Far Eastern leopard that's on exhibit. They'll have all sorts of Chinese fare to enjoy in costumes, and there'll be some entertainment. There'll be, I think it's a silent auction for some artwork down there. And I'm going, and I hope to see you on the 24th of August.
All right, that sounds great. Now,
Other than that, I don't think I have anything going on.
But you're going on vacation, you tell me.
Going on vacation down to the Cape.
Much needed rest?
Yep. Well, I don't know. Somebody asked me the other day, you're retired, so what are you going on vacation for what? we do it every year, and we look forward to it, and we'll have the grandchildren with us, and that's the real fun and enjoyment. I'm going to take them fishing.
Oh, nice.
My youngest one, grandchild, that is, he's 4, so he's never been fishing. So I'm going to take him fishing off a pier in Howardsport, and you get little sand sharks, and they're very, you know, they don't bite. They're very little, but it's just a thrill of catching something on the other end of the line.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine.
Have you ever gone fishing?
Oh, yeah, my dad had a boat.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to, actually, we used to have it in Oakland Beach. We used to go to Rocky Point on Friday nights. We used to go to the Shore Dinner Hall, and we'd play the amusement park games and all the rides, get back on the boat. We'd go to Oakland Beach, and then we'd sleep overnight and... Yeah.
Oakland Beach, that was the beach that was always destroyed by hurricanes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I always remember that.
Yeah, I know. It's not good. But now it's good. It's got Iggy's down there.
And what did you say the name of the park you went to?
Rocky Point.
What was that?
That was.
No, I'm only kidding.
I was just going to say.
That's some years back.
Wait a minute. Like Jolly Charlie's up here, only bigger.
Well, Rocky Point was a lot bigger than Jolly Charlie's.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And their Shore Dinner Hall, that probably held about 1,000 people.
Oh, my God, I know.
And, you know, and had everything, the corn on the cob, the lobster, everything.
I know. It's just so great. Yeah. It's just really great, yeah. I'm going to give out our numbers in case people want to chat with us. Our number here on Soma 1320 is 508-222-1320. If you want to talk to Tony and myself, give us a call. We would love to hear from you on this beautiful Saturday.
You're really pushing it, Elaine.
I know.
Summer's going by fast enough.
I know. I mean, I can't believe it. It's just, it's like the middle. And I had my grandsons yesterday, and they were getting ready for school. They start in August already. So they're not looking forward.
And by the way, I just had breakfast with a group of friends over at Morin's. We have breakfast every Saturday morning.
The Breakfast Club.
At 30, yeah. That's a breakfast club. And as I was walking through the restaurant, they had the TV on Channel 10, and the Kelly Bates was on doing the weather forecast, which is Elaine's daughter, by the way. And she was giving the up-to-date forecast. Now I know where you got your weather forecast.
Oh, no. Jim Corbin... is a great guy, and he provides me
with
that.
Yeah, but he's off on Saturdays.
No, but he emails it to me.
Oh, okay.
And then I add in different things with Kelly's forecast, only because of the beach conditions, yeah, and things like that, and sunset and sunrise. So, yeah, we're losing daylight, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Every week we go by, I think it's like 19 minutes we've already lost. Isn't that something?
You know, I was saying the other day on the show, on Tom's show, that... when we were kids, summers were endless.
I know.
You know, you would look for something to do, and some days you just hang around and do nothing. But then when you grow up, you have, you know, obligations, responsibilities. You're working, and you may have a couple of weeks off, and the summers fly by, you know.
You know, that's true. But, I mean, do you remember, like, never having it? I mean, like, when you got up, you had breakfast, and then your mother's booted you out for the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you did not sit in front of a television set all day or videos or games or anything like that. It was like you came back at supper time. It was like you're gone. You know, it was
When I was growing up, they only had 3 channels. That was it. And you had to change them yourself. You had to physically get up and do that.
Yes.
And then they had the soaps on in the afternoon. Blah, who cares about the soaps?
Yeah, no, I hear you. But Saturday morning cartoons and everything, Three Stooges, I remember, the Lone Ranger.
Three Stooges, yep. Mm-hmm. Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard. Matter of fact, Salty Bryant used to have the Three Stooges on his evening program.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he used to have the Three Stooges. And that was the first time I ever saw the Three Stooges. It was on Channel 12 on the Salty Bryant Shack.
My God,
do you remember his dog's name?
Jeff.
That's right. Very good.
Thank you.
Boy, that came right to you.
Well, you know, I love dogs, and I could never have a dog at home. We used to have cats and hamsters and guinea pigs and everything else, but
Jeff,
we could never have...
Jeff the Collie.
Oh, the Collie, And Lassie, oh my God.
And Salty Bryant had such a great voice, you know.
I had an opportunity to meet him.
Did you really?
I did. A couple of times, actually. Channel 12 had the MDA... Over Labor Day weekend, and I volunteered as a phone bank operator, and they had food for us and everything, and we met everybody, and then Salty afterwards thanked every single person for volunteering. I thought that was such a great. I did that for like 3 years. Yeah, really, really nice person.
Yeah, he was always down at the Blessing of the Fleet around the end of July, the weekend of July, last weekend of July, down at Point Judith.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I was in front of him. He spoke to me. He actually spoke to me. You know what he said? Get out of the way. But at least he spoke to me.
Well, hold that, Tony, because we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
This is Elaine. We're going to take a quick break with Out and About, and then we come back. We've got a couple of things going on, and also I want to tell you more about our new time slot. Hi, everyone. This is Elaine, and we've got the last couple of minutes left of the show. I swear to God, it goes by so fast. I need more time. And hence, next week, our show is going to start at 10 o'clock, and it's going to run till noon, so I will have more time. I just want to credit my fantastic producer here, Jay Rogers. Thank you for coming in on Saturday and helping me today. And also, too, you're listening to some fabulous jazz. I love smooth jazz, and that's Spyro Gyro, track number 4. So I'm going to be using that quite frequently because why not just start out with a really great day with smooth jazz? And track number 4 sound is called, let's see here. Oh, it's called Stone Groove. Thank you. Jay just gave me the CD, so we're doing all these things behind the scenes. And what are you talking about, jazzy lady? Oh, sorry about that. It is not Spyro Gyro. Correction, it is Boney James. I had Spyro Gyro on last week. It's Boney James, Stone Groove. Thank you. Thank you, Jay, because we always want to make sure we credit our sources. So sorry about that. And just as a heads up too, remember next week Out and About will start at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes till noontime. If you want to talk to us, we have a few more minutes. I have in studio my special guest Tony Viveras, and we're just having a great conversation before he goes out and about himself on vacation. Our number here on Soma 1320 is 508-222-1320. Can't be easier than that. So, what are you talking? You're giving me this note that says jazz lady.
Oh, that's what you are, jazz lady. You
know, yes, I am.
You mentioned it can't be easier than that. You know, when I first got on the air a couple of times, I had trouble saying W-A-R-L, you know, for many years being, you know, on the other call letters. But now it comes natural.
Right.
W-A-R-L.
There you go. See that?
1320 on your dial as well as 1320 on your phone.
Yes.
Yes.
508-222-1320. Correct.
Anytime you want to call on the fiend, call us up. So.
That's right.
So yeah, you know, it's a nice day out there. I don't know what I have planned, but certainly maybe sitting under a nice shady tree with a glass of white Zinfandel sounds very inviting.
Very good.
I'm going to take a little drive through the park, and the park's in great shape, and I'm sure that'll be filled with activity. I think we have a wedding going on at the Agopian Walkway and maybe the Rose Garden. Yeah, that's a busy area during the summer. We get a lot of weddings booked for that, and rightfully so. It's beautiful there.
I think the Sun Chronicle did an article on Capron Park, and all the, like, they had said how many weddings per year, square footage of the land and everything. It was just so great. Folks, if you want to listen to us live, you can go up on our website. We're located at soma1320.com. Also, too, if you have an idea or you want to publicize any event, you can email me at elaine@soma1320.com, and I'll be sure to read your email and get right back to you. So, okay, enough business, sir.
Oh,
you're
as
on.
I was saying, you know, also, too, you mentioned the Sun Chronicle. I think the Capron Park is one of the most photographed in the Sun Chronicle, because whenever you pick up the paper, there's some family enjoying the park or something going on at the park, so yeah.
And it's free, and that's another activity, because I was trying to give folks family ideas as to what to do that doesn't cost a lot of money, or you can go for free. And you can certainly do a picnic, throw a blanket on the grass, and have a great time there. And I have to say, the playground, my grandchildren love it. It's just really, really great.
Right. And inside the zoo, you got the animals, and for the kids also, besides the animals, you got the splash pad, which
is such a big, popular place.
You know,
that is
a big hit.
You hear
the kids screaming and yelling. You can't tell the difference between the kids yelling and the animals going, but
That's very true. Yeah. I have to tell you that. Yeah, the octave of the levels of the kids screaming and the animals and everything is pretty intense. You're right. Yeah. But, I mean, the kids just have such a great time. Yeah, from 2 years old to, like, I think, like, 11, 12-year-old kids are running all around that park.
Oh, God, yeah. I wish I was a kid so I could jump in there myself, because we didn't have that when we were kids. We used the wading pool where the otters are now.
No kidding.
Yeah, it used to be, I think it was 2 feet, maybe 4 feet in depth. But back then, nobody had pools, you know, the backyard pools. So you'd go to the city pools, and the park was the closest one. But they didn't have splash pads when we were
No,
kids.
They didn't. Yeah. Did you hear me when I was telling you that the Attleboro Elks is having a barbecue today and tomorrow? Isn't that great? I mean, it's a fundraising thing, and you can go down there with the kids at noontime.
What are they raising money for now? Do you know?
Let me see here. Well, let me just check my notes here. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I know they have a... the Elks has an annual cookout, like the Portuguese American Club has a cookout. And the Moose Club used to have a cookout years ago. I haven't heard the Moose Club having another cookout, but it was... is it possibly the Elks is... she's got it.
No, actually, it just says that they're just having a barbecue this weekend. It's from noon to 11 p.m. tonight and Sunday noon to 9. And music is going to be Blue Foes starting at 7 p.m. tonight. And Good Vibrations start Sunday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. with great food, pony rides for the kids, bouncy houses, classic car show, and much more. That's what they were saying.
Did they have anything last night? Was it Friday
yes.
night too?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so it must be their annual barbecue, yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's always been a tradition.
Yeah.
But it's a fun thing. I don't know about last night would have been fun with the showers on and off, but today's weather, it'll be a blast.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Wow.
And then we got the farmer's market going today too, right?
You know, I always mention it every week, and today I did not. I apologize to Ed, but yes, our farmer's market is here, Finnbrook Field, from 9 to 1. More produce than ever is going to be coming out now because everything is producing. I mean, like the corn, the beets, the last time I was up
tomatoes.
There, a couple. Yeah, tomatoes. Oh my God, there's nothing like a BLT with real tomatoes. Oh my God.
Yeah, I always make it with sliced cucumbers. Tomatoes, sliced cucumber, bacon, lettuce, and then a slice of cheese.
Oh.
That's my summer sandwich.
I have never done that
with a raspberry, what's that summer drink called?
Lemonade.
What is it?
Lemonade.
Well, lemonade is one, but.
Lemonade, iced tea.
Raspberry.
Ricky.
Ricky, thank you very much. Lime Ricky.
All right, you got to tell me, guys, what's a Lime Ricky? I've never had one.
Well, it's carbonated soda.
Yeah, it's seltzer water, yeah.
Seltzer water and lime, and some people have raspberry flavor put into it, but it's a nice summer drink. Bliss Brothers has Lime Rickies.
No kidding.
Yeah, just go over there and ask for and they'll ask you Lime Ricky or raspberry Lime Ricky.
Hmm.
But it's a great summer drink. It's only during the summer. And you grew up in New England?
I grew up in Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she could tell you what a
well,
coffee
so did I,
cabinet.
But I was in East Providence.
Oh, okay.
I'm right on the border.
Yeah, so what's a cabinet?
It is not a piece of furniture.
No, absolutely so.
It's ice cream. It's like a milkshake, only thicker.
Yeah.
And I have to have malt in it.
You're right. Coffee milk is a favorite.
Yes.
Johnny cakes. Clam cakes.
Yes.
You go to the
Del's
Cape.
Del's Lemonade, yes.
Very hardly anybody sells clam cakes. I don't know if that's a Rhode Island thing or not.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Quahogs and different things, I would think, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, I remember one time I was down at George's at Galilee during the wintertime, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I'm going to get clam cakes. At the time, we had two youngsters in the car. And so I was trying to figure out how many clam cakes I need. And for some reason or other, I asked the waitress behind the counter, I said, about how many clam cakes in a dozen? And she looked at me and she said, about 12. And I thought that she's got a bad disposition. And didn't realize it until I got out in the car that I asked her what that foolish question was. I thought I was asking about how many clam cakes in a pound for some reason, but I don't know. But anyway.
Right. Well, I know
that.
Must
have been the medication I was on.
Probably so. I'm glad it cleared up. But I wanted to tell you, like, if you go up to farms, a baker's dozen. Do you know what a baker's dozen?
Yeah, 13.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would think that they would give you 13 instead of 12.
Yeah, but I mean, when you ask a foolish question like, about how many in a dozen, no wonder she was flip with me, you know. Oh,
well,
my God.
It's better than being, you know, rude, but you were not. You would never be rude, so.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I just thought, no. She probably, you know, she was probably 16, and I was probably 30, and, you know, at 16, 30 is over the hill. And
God, I know. Isn't that something? My five-year-old granddaughter tells me that I have twin sons and a daughter, as you know, but my twins are going to be 40 this year.
Yeah.
And I said to her, what do you think old is? She said, my daddy. And I says, what do you mean? She said, daddy's going to be 40. I said, do you think it's old if somebody's 40? She goes, yes, of course, Grammy.
Right.
I'm saying, oh. I said, do you know how old I am? And she says, 27. I go, that's right. I am.
Yeah, when you were old, you didn't trust anybody over 30. And now that I'm
now
over
we
30,
are.
You don't trust anybody under 30.
No, that's true. That's very true.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
I was just going to thank you again. And I'd like to thank all our listeners, too. Our time has gone by so quickly. I know that I personally would like to thank all of you out there for listening. I know you have a lot of stations to listen to, and I appreciate you listening to SOMA 1320. Next week, Out and About with Elaine is going to start our new time at 10 a.m. till noontime. I can't wait to talk to you, and we will have some very, very interesting folks. Again, go out and about and make it a great week. This is Elaine. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll see you next week on SOMA 1320.